The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
We are off and running with a lot going on, including some of the big matchups of the weekend that we will be talking about right now. Let's get right to it and not waste another minute. As we talk about the Arkansas Razorbacks, he could run for governor. Probably could. We're talking about Sam Pittman. Would you rather be the head football coach at Auburn or Arkansas, making, what, $6 to $8 million a year? Or would you rather be the governor? I think I'd rather be the head football coach at Arkansas right now. He took over a disaster, and I mean an absolute dumpster fire left behind by Chad Morris. And he has turned it around, and the Razorbacks are quickly in the top 10 and looking for more. Meanwhile, on the Plains, just when you think it can't get any worse, it has. And we're not even done with Auburn yet. The father of T.J. Finley, in a podcast, criticizes Auburn's 2QB system. He discusses his son's shoulder injury. This is not exactly what the doctor ordered for the embattled Brian Harsin. Meanwhile, Zach Calzada, who was supposed to be the starter, remember the transfer from A&M? He's not going to be playing anymore this year. Not that he played any as it was. Expected to have surgery on a non-throwing shoulder. Josh Heupel, ready for Florida, according to Blake Topmeyer. Maybe he should perform an exorcism. You know why? Florida has beaten Tennessee 16 out of the last 17. Tennessee is ready to change the dynamics of that rivalry. So that's where we are here early, and I mean early on a Thursday afternoon. We have a lot to do here today. Let's talk about what we are going to do. And the man himself, Governor Pittman, he'll join us in a few minutes. Blake Topmeyer later on. Griff. Jeff Campbell. And your phone calls at 855-242-7285. 855-242-7285. Let's begin with John in Indiana. Hello, John.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, since Coach Saban and Jim live in the same city of Tuscaloosa, Coach Saban does a lot for the city, a good humanitarian. Look what he did after the tornado. Do you think someday that maybe he could get together with Jim, talk to him, help him out, and calm him down? I wonder if that's possible.
Yeah, I think Coach Saban would like Jim.
Okay, well, if Coach Saban
focused people, and I think they would get along well.
Well, if Coach Saban can't help Jim, then nobody can. Thanks for the call.
Listen, hold on a second. I don't think Jim needs Nick Saban's help. We act like Jim's got a problem. Who said that? Matt is up.
Hey,
next.
Brother. Hey, Paul Feinbaum. I'm sorry I haven't called your show lately, man. I hope you're not mad at me. I caught COVID-19. I'm better than I just wanted to tell you that before I come back to Arkansas. Brother,
hey,
I want to say she also.
Matt, how long did it lay you up?
I had to stay at home for 5 days straight. I said, you cannot go to work. So you don't get it really bad, but because we don't want you spreading it, you have to stay home for 5 days.
So they're still enforcing that, huh?
No, I'm good. I'm all better, Paul. It's all good.
Hey, Matt, are you sure you didn't just get sick after the Appalachian State game? You sure you just not?
Hey, look, I want to address that too. Look, man, everybody is acting like because we lost one giggle game and there's still like an entire season left that, okay, our season's over. They lost to Appalachian State. Okay, man, we didn't get blown out either. We lost to Appalachian State. Now it's time to put your big boy pants on. Now it's time to take care of the problems we're having on offense. Max Johnson is a good quarterback. Did he play for Jim Fisher 4 years? No. Well, he's a good quarterback. Well, he's not going to make mistakes.
Matt, I apologize if I'm not really buying anything you're selling, okay? You're the one beating your chest about how you're the new IT program, and now you're acting like you lost
to the New
England Patriots.
Why can't Arkansas get
five-star
players?
Come on, man.
Okay, it's just one loss. Big deal. That's what I'm trying to say, man. When's the last time Arkansas got big-time players to go to their program?
Well, what if
not ever.
What if you lose to the Razorbacks on Saturday?
We're not going to lose, man. The only way we lose is Matt Johnson plays bad, and I don't see him playing bad in that game. That's it. Those hillbilly backwoods rednecks think they're going to beat us? No. It's on Arkansas. Payback's coming to you. We're going to roast some hogs, Paul.
Matt, get some rest. You need it. Let's continue with more. Nobody believes that, do they? Pete is up next in Georgia. Hello, Pete.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, I'm a disabled Vietnam vet laid up, and I want to express my appreciation for you and the SEC channel and all these others. You know, when you're laid up, being able to watch about 20 football games on the weekend is pretty cool.
Well,
so
Pete,
thanks
Pete
for
let me say this before you say anything else. I speak for everyone when we all thank you for your sacrifice for all of us, and I hope you understand the appreciation that we have for you.
Well, yes, sir. That goes the other way, too. It's an honor to serve this country, and we kind of thought of ourselves as sheepdogs protecting the sheep from communists, you know, so that keeps us going.
Well,
I was just an observation about what's going on with football. It's kind of fun, but, you know, it's a game of inches, and the most important inches are those 6 inches between the ears. A lot of these youngsters need to understand that. And I love the people who make the predictions. And, you know, the old thing about if a frog had wings.
Right.
But the bottom line is you got to play the game. And that's I just have so much fun. I chuckle every time I hear this stuff. But, you know, I worked many years with special ops people. And the only easy day was yesterday. And you're never out of the fight. So that's a good thing for the fourth quarter for these boys to remember.
Well, Pete, you continue to stay in touch with us. And, again, thank you for calling. Let's check out Danny next in Georgia. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Paul. I know you got Mike Griffith coming on, and I wanted to just see if maybe you could take him to task on something. UGA has – I mean, this is nitpicking. But UGA has struggled to get a real rushing attack going this year. And Mike Griffith has written that UGA has had, you know, a system of seniority where, as an example, Zamir White over the last 2 years got the majority of carries just because of a seniority system.
Right.
And he wrote that the backfield they have now is the most talented that they have had in years. And I don't think that's true.
Well, Danny, first of all, do you take everything you read seriously?
Well, you know what? I respect Mike, actually. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great writer, to be honest, and a great commentator. And so, but I just think he's absolutely wrong in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if maybe you could just hold him to his feet to the fire.
Well, I think I'm done holding Griff to the fire. I think from now on we just literally throw him the keys and let him talk for 15 minutes and keep me out.
He is entertaining.
I think all I do is get in the way.
He's entertaining. I give him that, and I appreciate that about.
I want you to define entertaining.
Well, you know what? I appreciate the fact that he. You know what? Here's what's really funny. At the Dog Nation, where he writes for,
right.
He is actually the guy who is not the Georgia guy. When he comes on your
Danny,
show.
I can't wait to read that website. If Mike is not the Georgia guy, these other guys must have tails and bark for their food every day.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And let's get right back to the calls, and Mitch is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Mitch.
You kind of shot my reason for calling down, so I'll change that subject. Just real quickly, does Mike Griffin have an office?
You know, I don't know. I think Mike lives in his car, don't you?
I'm starting to think so. Anybody who will stand in the stadium while they're testing their sound system, and his only chance to be on TV that week.
Well, I do admire his creativity. I mean, sometimes we interview people and they act like we're interrupting their dinner. Griff goes all out. I mean, he goes down to the – today,
yeah,
I think he's going to be in Knoxville.
He goes from one end of the stadium
Nobody I mean, I always envision, after Griff finishes his TV hit, that he kind of puts down his camera and starts smoking a cigarette.
I kind of think he goes to the bathroom around the corner and takes a shower.
Oh,
he's ready for bed.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I never thought about that.
Anyway, we ought to give the coach at Auburn a break today. He just has been talked about to that poor man has been rubbed in the ground.
It's too bad. You know, when you're a head football coach and you're making $8 million a year, you just have to accept that people are going to talk about you. You could be an actuary. You could be a pharmacist. Nobody criticizes them, do they?
If I don't get done fast enough, I criticize my pharmacist.
I saw a pharmacist today. I mean, they're usually respected people.
That's because we need them.
I asked the pharmacist, is there a good medication for this show to take before, during, and after?
Ativan and bourbon.
Yeah, that's probably what I wish she had recommended that.
Speaking of bourbon, you know I still got 3 bottles of bourbon.
Man, one of these days I'm going to go on a bourbon tear.
Ever going to let me give it to you is the question.
Mitch, I am never going, I'm not going to stop you, yeah.
I can't give it to you unless I know how to get it to you.
Well, first of all, I kept thinking that I would be in South Carolina this year, and I haven't been yet. So, and the way the Gamecocks are playing, I don't think I'm going to be anytime in the near future.
But you're going to go to Atlanta.
Yeah,
you can stop off in Spartanburg.
Well, that's a good point. In fact, aren't you going to Spartanburg this weekend? Yeah.
Tell whoever to come by and get your bourbon.
I might take
it to you. If you took some bourbon before what you're doing there, it would be very funny. Hey, Mitch, we'll take care of that. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. David is up next in North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. I was going to ask that I'm a huge Alabama fan, and we
and all my family's from Alabama, and we hate Jimbo Fisher. So I wanted to ask you, do you think he will get fired if he loses four games this year?
David, I do not think he will be fired. Jimbo Fisher is one of the safest coaches in the country right now.
Well, that is very disappointing.
Now you're a fan of which school, David?
Alabama. All my family's from Alabama, and we've always been Alabama fans, and we just cannot stand Jimbo, especially after how he went at Saban.
Yeah, that was unfair, him picking on an old guy like that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where in North Carolina do you live?
Winston-Salem area.
Okay. I know where that is. Been to Winston-Salem once. Nice city.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
You guys have a big football game this weekend there.
Well, I don't like Wake Forest or Clemson, so
okay.
It doesn't bother me.
You're my kind of fan, David. You live in the. You got Clemson coming to town, one of the biggest games in Wake history, and you want Jimbo out. Hey, well, hold your horses on Jimbo. Take care of yourself. Let's go to Greg next. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Paul. It's good to talk to you today.
Thank you.
I tried to talk to you earlier, but I was working afternoons, but. Hey, it was good to talk to you Friday last week. You know, just like Goose said in the first Top Gun movie, you could hear Harson asking for that truck driving school. you know, I think he sees the writing on the wall. But, you know, when somebody's got six quarterbacks on the books and now you got two of them out there, big players, I don't see an end. I tell you what I see. If Harson loses this weekend, I do believe the big guy is going to tar and feather him and run him out on those rails, that same rails that Auburn used to grease when Georgia had come to town.
And
what do you think?
Remember something about the quarterback situation. Calzada now is about to have surgery. Calzada was the guy he really wanted. He identified him in the portal and went hard after him. And then obviously something went haywire there. I don't know what the injury, how long the injury has been bothering Calzada, but he clearly was not going to ever get any significant playing time. And
well, you know, he was geared up to play Saturday, and then when the fourth quarter rolled around, they had the freshman in there. I think he started undressing, but yeah, he was geared up to go. But I'm just not sure. I don't think. Just in my personal opinion, I don't think a quarterback coach can have the pulse of offense and defense unless they got some really good coordinators there.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, there's always that debate. A lot of very well-known coaches have called their own plays at some point that when they get in trouble, that usually catches up to them a little bit. Hey, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Cody is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Cody.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Very well. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Hey, I know you've got Sam Pittman coming on. I do have a question that I would like for you to ask him. Do you mind asking him who he thinks has a better chance at the Heisman this year, Rocket Sanders or KJ? And I do agree with you. I think that Aggie fan does need to get some rest because he is in for one rude awakening. Thank you, Mr. Feinbaum. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Thank you very much. And yeah, the situation with A&M, back to the previous point, I mean they just have to pick their poison right now. They're on this stretch. Appalachian State and Miami were not really part of what we thought would be the brunt of their schedule. It's really now Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Alabama. And they've already dropped one they shouldn't have. They made, you could say they made up for it. They really didn't. All they did was hold serve against Miami. Let's continue. Mac is up next. Hey, Mac, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that Aggie fan that had called in also talking about how they were going to roast the Hogs. And I can guarantee you, Sam Pittman and the coaching staff will have the Hogs ready to go Saturday, and he better have his lunch packed.
Yeah, listen, that I find this to be the most intriguing game of the day. You know, Tennessee, Florida, to me, looks very one-sided. In the SEC, this is really the only other game, I think, of consequence. And I'm really eager to get out there tomorrow. We will be doing the show right outside of the stadium tomorrow in Arlington, and I look forward to quite a bit of conversation about this game. Let's take a break. We have Sam Pittman right around the corner, and we look forward to visiting with the Arkansas head football coach in just a moment.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's great to have all of you here, and look forward to getting to Arlington tomorrow, where the topic will be Arkansas and Texas A&M in Jerry's world. Speaking of that, another person that will be out in Texas tomorrow and Saturday is our next guest, Sam Pittman, the head coach of the Razorbacks. Coach, I don't know why. I'm not a betting man, but, man, if I could have gotten that bet that your last game against Missouri State would have been your most difficult game of the year, I think we would both be in Vegas collecting our checks right now.
Hey, man. I mean, you know, Paul, we played a fine Missouri State team. They played well. But, you know, we turned the ball over 3 times, and we didn't tackle well, and they have something to do with that. We didn't cover well. So we've had a long week this week of trying to make ourselves better, along with getting prepared for a really, really good Texas A&M team.
Yeah, and I wonder, because, I mean, you know, I've been in Arkansas twice recently, and I know that the first 2 games were a difficult chore. It's natural that young people are going to let up. I know coaches try hard to stop them, but sometimes, Coach, do you figure that players are just simply going to do whatever they want, no matter what you and your staff say?
I think that's the fight, to be perfectly honest with you, and it's the fight of the side of the helmet. You know, it's a fight of how much the players respect the side of an opposing team's helmet. It's because I thought we had a wonderful practice the week before Missouri State. But, you know, we went out there and did some things that we normally don't do and turning the ball over. And certainly we didn't tackle well. I think they got over 200 yards of yak yards on our tackling. And those things, you know, I take that because that's my responsibility. And, you know, I think we'll play much better, but we're going to have to in order to beat A&M.
Yeah, listen, the psychology of football has never been perfected. Everyone's still trying to figure it out. But in terms of this game, you had 2 breakthrough moments early in last season. The first was against Texas, and then you pretty much slammed that door in against the Aggies. I know how important it is. You don't have to get your players ready, but as you approach the game, what are you looking for from your team other than all the Heisman talk about 2 of your players?
Well, we really have to start fast on them. You know, they are a big physical team, have, you know, great talent at wideout, great talent in the running back with A-Chain, and certainly Johnson's a really good quarterback. I love their secondary. So, it's no secret. We're going to try to run the football and play action off of that. And defensively, we've got to move Johnson. He can't stand back there and pick us apart. And that's difficult to do because they have so many good wide receivers. And A-Chain is a great player coming out of – A-Chain is a great player coming out of the backfield.
Coach, this game – I think I saw where it has an end date. But how do you feel about playing one of your biggest games at a theoretical neutral site?
Well, I really like and have for years. I think my first one was Oklahoma, Texas, when I was offensive line coach several years ago in 1997. And eight at Oklahoma. I love those. I love it as a coach, and I think the players like it. The fans like it. The problem is recruiting. I know this, Paul. Last year we had three of five games in a row that were considered home. Two of those we went to Dallas, and the other one of those we went to Dallas, and the other we went to Little Rock. And so, therefore, we're on the road four or five games that we're supposed to be home three or five games. So very, very difficult on the players, certainly recruiting. I know Kirby's talked about it as well, but recruiting, you don't have that many opportunities, and you want the kids when you can get them on campus. But as far as an atmosphere, I don't think there's anything better than half the crowd as Texas A&M and half the crowd is Arkansas. It's a thrill to go into Dallas Cowboys Stadium and be a part of it. It really, really is.
And I know, obviously, that stadium, which if you haven't been to it, for those watching and listening, I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. The whole concept was to really compliment Jerry Jones. And I've seen him on your campus, and I know he's not there often. He's got his own issues these days. But what does he mean, Jerry Jones, mean to the University of Arkansas?
Oh, about everything. I mean, we need something. I'm sure he's one of the first guys that we go to. Academic center, our dining facilities are named after him and his wife, and he's everything to us, to be blunt. And it was finally nice to see a smile on his face after we finally went in there and we won. I mean, we'd lost nine straight. You know, we're 9-1 over the last 10 years in there, and or over the last 10 years in the series, and hadn't won in his stadium. And so it was really nice to see him and Steven excited for the Razorbacks. But he's just a wonderful person and a wonderful man, generous man to a lot of things, including the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Another minute or two with Coach Pittman. Coach, we showed a headline earlier today. I think it was from an ESPN article, but it may have been somewhere else. It talked about your popularity, and I think I can attest to it because I was in Little Rock the other day. I saw you in Fayetteville 2.5 weeks ago, and it said he could run for governor right now. And I jokingly bring that up. You would be a great politician because, I mean, people love you. I'm not trying to rush you out of your current job because I think it probably is a little more enjoyable. But now that you are the toast of Arkansas, have you ever thought about anything like that at some point?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm struggling trying to win ball games here, you know. But I will say this. Half the people, not half, but close to half the people don't like you when you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or whatever. That you already slashed half of your fan base, and at least we haven't done that yet. Now, if we lose a bunch of games, then I'll slash them all, I guess. But politicians, they got to be super strong because, they go in at 50-50, you know, in the popularity contest. So I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, I will say this, not trying to get into politics, but I was at the Capitol right before the season, and I had a chance to spend some time with Senator Tuberville, who was from Arkansas, as you probably remember. I was in his office about an hour and a half, and an hour and 20 minutes we talked about college football. And when the subject turned to serious stuff, you could tell his disposition went from glee to sour. So I think I think I know what you're talking about.
I really like Coach. I mean, I about worked for him. When we got let go at Tennessee, he had offered me a job at Cincinnati and went up there and I got offered the Arkansas job about the same day as I was up at Cincinnati, but, really have a lot of respect for him. hope he does well in politics.
Well, he's done the unthinkable. When he was the Auburn coach, everybody, the half the state did hate him. Right now, he's in a pretty red state. I think most people do like him right now. So maybe one day we'll ask you that question after you've celebrated a couple of championships. And I know right now all you want to do is beat the Aggies. So thanks for making time for us.
I always enjoy it. Thank you so much. Thanks for asking.
You bet. It's always fun to talk to Coach Pittman. I think he would the most important thing about, I'm told by political people, you need name recognition and you need authenticity. And Sam Pittman right now has both. He could get elected whatever he wants.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to our show. Appreciate it very much. Let's get to more phone calls at 855-242-7285. And Sheila is up next. Hello, Sheila.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. My husband says we're all spoiled fans in the SEC. We can't cut a coach slack. We 2 games in, we want to get rid of every coach in the SEC with a replacement. So he told me to back off Harsin, and I said, why? What do you think?
You know what? I don't I think Harsin is really doing this to himself. I don't think it matters what you think or I think or your husband thinks for that matter.
Well, at the end of the day, what do you think about, okay, we got that squared away. I think the SEC is the SEC. You know where you're coming. And if you don't, like your producer said, you better ask somebody, and you better ask them quick. And it's nothing personal, is it, Paul?
No. This is a league where you're hired to win football games. You're not hired to make excuses. You're not hired to be clueless after 2 years and still trying to figure out what your philosophy and identity is. It's win or get lost. And it's really as simple as that.
Yeah. Last thing on the O-line, quarterback T.J. Finley's out there tweeting, and he didn't say the line was the problem, but he's saying, hey, just don't blame all these quarterbacks. We only work with what we got. And that's what I read to it. That's my personal opinion. What you think?
Yeah, listen, I think he's frustrated. I don't think it's hard to read between the lines, especially – see what his father said. I translated as, why is my son involved in a 2-quarterback system?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, well, thanks for the call, Sheila. There's no nuance in this. I mean, we can act like we're talking about peewee football here. We're not. This is serious stuff, and that's why we care about it so much. Justin is in Oklahoma. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Very well.
Hey, just want to address that A&M fan that was on earlier. I know someone else already kind of said it. Obviously, you could see that he was coming from a point of emotion. Any way you look at it, an App State loss at home doesn't look good at all. But I'm a big Hogs fan, so looking forward to this week. I wasn't too impressed with the way A&M played against Miami, and I wasn't really impressed with the way Arkansas played against Missouri State in those first 2.5 quarters. But talent-wise, one-on-one matchup, who do you think has this game this weekend in Arlington?
Yeah, I'm trying to not to let emotions get in the way. And so I'm not avoiding your question either. I know that sounds like I am, but I don't know yet. If I wasn't going to the game, I would probably have a better feel. But sometimes you really want to get out there, which I will tomorrow, and talk to people who maybe know more than I do. Right now, I think there's a slight edge toward maybe Arkansas, but I'm going to see some A&M people tomorrow, and that's what I'm holding my horses for.
Right. Yeah, I agree, and I think it'll be a close game, but I wouldn't be surprised if, just based off what we've seen Max Johnson last week, he looked mediocre at best. Not saying he couldn't look real good with our secondary back there. But I think Pittman, the interview before was good, and I think he's going to get things turned around on that secondary issue. And I think we controlled the game with our offense. So
yeah, and I
say
I,
we,
frankly,
but
Arkansas. I mean, I bet deep down Pittman's saying to himself, you know what, we got out of last week with what I wanted to get out of it. I didn't think my guys would take it that seriously, and I didn't think they would take it or play as poorly as they did either. Let's continue with more phone calls, and Bruce is up next in Florida. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to call because it seems like everybody isn't giving Florida a chance against Tennessee.
Bruce, why should they?
Because we've won two games.
We keep it real here. This is not a cheerleading show. Florida could have lost all three games, and I mean, you'd have to do more than that to convince me why they're going to win this game.
Well, Arkansas could have lost their game last week too. I mean, that's just football, Paul.
No, there's more to it than that. Arkansas was coming off of two very difficult games, as Florida was. And Florida has
excuses.
But Arkansas, has a lot more of an identity right now than Florida does.
Well, I'm gonna give you Billy Napier's game plan. I talked to the man earlier this week, and he says what he's gonna do. The team is just gonna march out, get on the 50-yard line, and lay down because nobody's giving them a shot.
Well,
they can't.
That's what they deserve. Florida doesn't deserve any more than they're getting. And by the way, he can say whatever he wants to his team, and that's exactly what I would say too. But if you're being realistic, and I realize upsets happen, but there's no realistic reason to believe Florida's going to win the game. I'm well aware of the tradition of this game. I don't need anybody to educate me, and I'm sure I'll get an education tomorrow and Saturday about how Florida always wins this game, but things change. David is up next. David, go right ahead.
Well, I just knew you'd have me next, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good, Paul. Check this out, man. And you talk to this guy, and I know what the point spread is and all this, that, and the other, but I've been watching Tennessee football since Heath Shuler, junior year. You hear me? 16 out of last 17 years, we've been beat, but we've almost been begged to give them a win so many times. You know, it just drives me nuts. So I'm headed out of Charleston, Paul. Lunch tomorrow, I'm going to Knoxville. I've made it to Ayers Hall at the crack of dawn, raising hell. And I mean, anything other than a win is unacceptable. I don't care the point spread. If these kids don't know the magnitude and the gravity of this situation, you know, this just another week, we're going to approach it the same week, and we're going to do fundamentals and all this stuff we're talking about. Nonsense, man. We ought to go there, put the pedal to the metal, put the boot to the neck, and whoop on them all day long. A loss is unacceptable, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, this is I saw this 6 years ago. I've seen it other times. But, you know, all those other times, Tennessee had Butch Jones as a coach and Carney Barkers, and they don't have that. They have a legitimate football coach this time around.
Thank God. It's great to be excited about Tennessee football for once in a good long time. I mean, after Fulmer, we hired, you know, he was there a year, and he went to Southern Cal, his dream school, man. And then we hired Captain Mediocre. Right.
No, it's been a complete disaster. I mean, listen, we would have an all-day argument trying to decide who Tennessee's worst coach has been since Lane Kiffin. I'm probably going Dooley. you can have Pruitt. Anybody want Butch? We're back after this.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.